Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 23rd, and the whole week ahead. Well, the moon's in Pisces, and there's four aspects, and each one contradicts the other. So your moods today may be all over the place, or you've got to deal with people. Some are up, some are down, some are in between or indifferent. It's not an easy day to get through. And the only way I can suggest that you do get through it is by not allowing your emotions to take control. Here's your Sunday stars. What a better day. Look this up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. The moign in your sign in the first house, trine Mars in Scorpio in the ninth. You know, this is absolutely ideal if you're a Piscean who's looking to escape to the wide blue yonder, to explore, to travel, to make a journey. That's what you need now. You need to strike out on your own, or you need to go somewhere you've never been before. And if you can't do it today, why not plan to do it soon? Here's your Monday stars. This is a very good day if you want to deal with money or financial concerns, except if you're having to deal with big corporations or utilities. If necessary, then I would say take advice from a money manager or an accountant or even the Citizens Advice Bureau, whoever you like. But something tells me that although generally you can make money and money can come into you if you take the right avenues, there are people who will try to block you. And here's your Tuesday stars. There's a lot going on today. Very, very good for financial matters. I mean, I said to you yesterday, you know, sometimes when we're looking to make money, we forget that probably the answer lies in ourselves and our gifts and our talents and our potential. And that's what I'm saying to you now. You must be good at something. And it's that thing that you need to cosset and cultivate, because that's what can make you cash. Here's your Wednesday stars. Lovely energy between Mercury and Uranus. It goes back to what I said yesterday. But the difference is, this is about investing into a course, some kind of training, something that brings out your potential but hones and refines it. Because with these stars you have around you now, you've got everything within you. All you need now is the guidance or the advice or a mentor to bring it out from within you. Here's your Thursday stars. The moon's in Taurus and you're a Piscean, and that is great for communicating to others, but not until later on in the day. Because actually the first part of the day, it seems that everybody is conspiring against you. And what doesn't help is the fact that you're not happy with yourself, and you're not happy with the situation. You could take it out on somebody you love. Please don't. Later on the day, things are so much better and brighter and happier. Here's your Friday stars. With the moon in Gemini, this is a very, very good way to end the week if you've got to sort things out to do with home and family affairs. But the one thing I'm going to say to you is this. Don't start to go into denial about certain things. The way today works is for you to be honest and open with someone, and not try to be in any way manipulative or deceptive. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.